Ronan, well, today you're going to be on Lifeline with me, Ogo Ewerem. And it's just like once they say food is great. You never think when you're spending money for food. Well, for somebody like me, I don't feel guilty buying food, but I can feel guilty buying a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You know, so tell me, because most women, they would like to do business. They would like to be entrepreneurs. They would like to go out of their comfort zone, but they are afraid. Mm-hmm. So could you just give me like a brief history?
Okay. Yeah, well, I actually started off my career as a nurse. So I'm a nurse and a midwife. And then I moved into the food industry about 20 years ago, the food and drinks industry. I suppose really what I wanted to do was work for myself.
Okay.
And I did start off in my kitchen. I had two babies at the time. So I did the classical cottage industry and eventually built a factory. So really, you know, some people go further and some people don't go as far. But the big challenge for anybody, but especially moms or females, would be to see, you know, what's different out there. What can you do that's different? And that'll give you an opportunity then to actually go and find something to do for yourself, be it in the food industry or any other industry. The artisan craft industry is a huge industry. Mm-hmm. And it's really taken off now. So something small might be more than adequate, but it's just to have the courage to do it.
Okay. And when we talk about food, do you have like area of specialization or specific areas you deal with?
Well, when I started off in the industry, I owned a company called the Real Irish Food Company.
Okay.
So I would have made jams and pasta sauces and dressings and that sort of product. Mm-hmm. The product's still around. Mm-hmm. I moved out of it. Still my sign on the jar. But now what I do is, well, really most of my work now would be involved helping people actually assess their concept, assess their idea in any part of the food industry. Mm-hmm. And then to see if it would be viable to go into a small setup, and then maybe with the potential of bringing it further forward. So I do work with, I primarily work with setup companies.
Okay.
And development then of established companies.
Okay, so would you work with somebody like, let's say, an individual, not just a company? I go to Tesco's and I go to all the shops and then I see things and I'm like, I make these things better, you know. Mm-hmm. Can I produce it in large quantity or large scale? But I'm like, oh no, don't even go there, don't think about that. Mm-hmm. I know there are women that might be like that, like myself. Mm-hmm. And they are looking for ways to maybe provide for their family. So what would your advice be?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a huge amount of support. A lot of the work that I would do is within the enterprise, the LEOs, the local enterprise offices.
Okay.
Which is what is being held here today. And that always, it'll be on a one-to-one. So whether there's one person in the company or whether there's five people in the company, or if there isn't even a company and there's only a concept, well then what I can do is I go meet them and I stay with them and I go through what they're looking at doing and the potential that there may be for that to succeed. I wouldn't be negative, because I think if anybody has an idea, they should always try something. And especially in the food industry, it's very easy to try on a low level. And I would encourage anybody to do that. If they've got an idea, absolutely speak to the LEOs and just get some advice. There is a lot of legislation. There are health boards, and you need approval and things like that. So that's where I would help with the direction of.
Okay. And then events like this are great as well for women.
Absolutely. I mean, there's always a buzz when there's a group of women together. I think we help motivate each other. We help each other sort of, you know, we can listen. Mm-hmm. And most of us probably have been through a lot of the problems that other people are currently facing or may face down the line. And I think that support, to have that supporting network, is very, very important.
Because, you know, because the way the world is going now, unlike back then when we were growing up, mm-hmm. they kind of look at women leaders or women, everybody believes that women, a place for the woman is in the kitchen or in her home. But you know, a lot of women, almost 99.9% of women, are very intelligent and have really good ethics when it comes to business and management. You know, so I'm glad that, you know, we're coming up, though it's quite slow,
yeah.
You know, but mm-hmm. we're coming up. So would you consider that growth a good one or a bad one?
Well, I'm 30 years now in the work industry, 20 years in food, and I've seen a huge leap forward.
Okay.
Not just in the food and drinks industry, but in industry in general. Certainly you've seen it in politics, you've seen it in plenty of other forms. And yes, I think women are sort of saying, right, let's go for it here. You know, we think differently. We have a different focus. We can multitask, much to the surprise of most men. Mm-hmm. And that helps, because really, if you're, which I've had to do, I mean, I've had three babies when I started my business. Okay. So the first one was only, my eldest daughter was only 3 months old when I went into business. Mm-hmm. I had two other children after that. And I ran my business, and I was able to do everything that I needed to do and still build my factory and to do everything else. So I think there are people there who you can look at and say, okay, you know, that's doable. Everybody's not going to do it the same,
Exactly. But
everybody can't do it the same. There's room for everybody, and there's room for different levels, and there's room for different ideas. And I think really from a female point of view, it's to just to have the strength to put your head up and shoulders back and just get going.
Because I know sometimes some people, they think of business and they would want to do that start your own business course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I did that. But maybe I'm not ready yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm not talking about myself. I'm just talking about the other percentage of women that maybe they would have done that, but still it doesn't give them the push that they mm-hmm. need. So what's your advice? What do you think can push them? You know, mm-hmm. that can get them out of that, their comfort zone. I know you've mentioned the Leo, mm-hmm. you know, maybe attending their meetings and their events would be a good idea. But what else, what advice would you like to give to these women, mm-hmm. you know, or the women that will be listening to you today?
I'm 100% behind the Start Your Business course,
okay.
because an awful lot of people that go into business, and I'm one of those, I wasn't trained in business, I'm trained as a nurse.
Okay.
So really to have an overall idea of what a business is, mm-hmm. some people will come out and go, oops, it's harder than I thought, I can't really do that yet. Other people will come out and it'll give them the inspiration maybe to try and drive forward. There is support. And, you know, just because you decide not to go ahead with one specific business, there's nothing to stop you going with another one. And I think that really, you know, it's to continually reinvent and come up with another idea and to just let that sort of build up. And that will build your confidence. But again, it's back to networking. It's back to go with the support of the like of the Leos or anybody else that's doing a good networking program. And I think that's the single biggest thing, where we women and females can support each other and do support each other and generally enjoy doing it.
So that was my interview with Bronagh Cullen.